Hello, I am Crestonia. I am a draconian queen of my kind. We are an ancient race of what you call reptilians, and we have come from another universe into your own, what you would consider billions and billions of years ago. And as such, we have seeded much on this system of this universe. We have a vast evolutionary cycle. And thus we have put upon many planets our kind in various forms. And in our history, we have also been conquerors. We have conquered planets, we have conquered systems, solar systems. Through time that you have no idea of. And we have our own evolutionary process that has occurred over these millions of years in this particular universe and beyond. There has been much history between this planet and your peoples, which goes beyond your so-called history. The history that you know of in your sequence of time, in your present history books and records. Much has been lost in the records of this planet. You are finding bits and pieces that you think are putting together a puzzle. But there is so much more to the puzzle, because you have only considered the puzzle from a very limited perspective. There is no consideration of the vastness of the universe, where you actually came from, that there are others of intelligence that have developed in other systems, in other ways, and have different forms, different vessels, and different ways of viewing. Your planet is young in this universe. It is but a baby. And your human forms are even more like a baby. You think that you are the ones that know more and are more than the rest of the universe. Somehow, you have that in your consciousness, because as you grew, you developed awareness of self at some point, and then that became all there was the self of humans. But there is a much longer history that you are unaware of, and cycles of your own development, and cycles of the planet's development, and species that were existing, such as the dinosaurs that you are in question of. And they have struck a curiosity chord in many of you. Why were they here, and how does this fit in, and how does the human race fit into this? Picture of the history of Earth. We cannot answer this in a single moment, in a single day, because it is quite a vast history that involves many other species besides ourselves. And it involves the history of consciousness itself and the universe. It is more than a simple day's history lesson or even a semester. And it requires a certain maturity of spirituality, as you might call it. A maturity of your consciousness to understand how you fit in. And to be able to take it in such a way that it is actually beneficial to you and not destructive. And we draconians are only but one influence on this planet. And we were one of the first to be involved in seeding creatures that were considered possible opportunities to grow and evolve a certain level of consciousness. You see, and there were other civilizations that were involved in birthing many of the plants, species on your planet, and the first insectoids, and even before that, bacterias. In order to accept this idea that your planet was seeded from civilizations, beings from elsewhere, you must first have the consciousness to understand that all is from the same ultimate source. Without that understanding, you will judge. Very important. You must not judge God, as you call the ultimate of creation. Who are you to judge the ultimate of creation? None of us has that right, because we are all in the same source of consciousness, whether we are from this universe or the next, or the one prior, in terms of its sequential time fashion. And the reason is that all is this God source, because all is consciousness and we are all creating it. And we were involved in creating part of this world, just as you may be involved someday in creating parts of other worlds. And you do so within your own world, do you not? Do you not create? Why do you think creating something, if it is created from a human hand, is not God? All of creating is God. When we say God, we are using your word, but it, for us, is all of the consciousness of existence. And until a species has that complete recognition, they cannot understand the true history of this universe. But we will tell you that yes, we were involved in seeding what you have on your planet now, with the bones that you see and the precious oil that you now retrieve from this, the dinosaur era and all the species that were related, that even now exist on your planet today. And also, others from other our same universe and others, actually, the bird beings came from elsewhere and seeded the bird species. And there are intelligent bird beings in the universe, just as there are intelligent reptilian beings in the universe. And then all of your mammals were seeded from various places and, of course, developed in their own way in this environment. And you ask, why was one destructed and another one created? And are you asking, was there any freedom in how it evolved, perhaps? And the answer is, of course, because that is consciousness. Once something is placed, once something is introduced, it develops in its way. It just almost as if we are creating experiments, you see. You might call it experiments. To us, it is just invigorating creation. If you build a house, do you consider that to be God creating? How is that different than what we are doing? What we have done in bringing beings to different places and seeing how they grow. You have a rose garden here. Why do you plant a rose garden? Have you considered the reasoning for this? And what right do you have? Are you messing with creation by planting a seed in one place versus another? This is no different. Ask yourselves what the purpose is in when you plant a seed of something like a flower. What purpose does it have for you? Is it not simply to see it grow? Are you doing it for the bees? Are you eating it? But you have decided to take the role of what you might call a god by deciding where something is going to grow, seeding it in a particular soil, feeding it particular nutrients, and watching in fascination how it might grow. If you were able to go out through space, would you not want to do the same thing on another planet, perhaps? Study it? See what can grow there? See what might flourish? And when you get to a certain level of development, it will not be on what you call your ego scale, your identity, to grow something just for your own purposes. But you suddenly have another perspective on it, and you want to see something grow and evolve because you know that it has potential to. And you want to see another aspect of creation blossoming into its truth. It is an example of the desire to create, to see growth, to see things blossom and change and become of their own, just like your children. Why do you have them? Why do you seed life at all? You want to give a bit of yourself, perhaps, into the world? To share with another being? Watch it grow, watch it blossom. Watch it become its own. And this is what is happening throughout the universe, and was so with us. We seeded the life forms that you call the dinosaurs, but we gave them their opportunity to be what they could be, you see. To become something of their own, to create their own world. And it was decided at some point, and this involved the consciousness of the planet, that things needed to be changed, that the evolutionary process was not happening the way it was expected. Now, there could have been genetic influence, and there could have been a further DNA effect, a manipulation, you would call it, on these species to make them go somewhere else, you see, to encourage a new avenue of growth. But there were others. We had other missions, other projects, just like all of you do. And another project took our attention, and others came in and decided they would start another experiment. And so there was a new platform set. And the energy of the entire planet changed, and the climate. And this was affected by beings from elsewhere, you see. This was in cooperation with astral bodies that affected the planet. So your scientists have your theories about asteroids hitting the planet and it affecting. This is in part true. But it is much deeper than that, because the planet herself affected change. The single asteroid could not have done it. It was just a trigger for change. and she did the rest. With the agreement of consciousness from elsewhere, like our own, and other beings that then were involved in helping the next species to develop. And this is, again, quite a complicated and involved story of evolution on your planet. And perhaps not enough time to go through it all. You have museums just describing what you think you know. It will take quite a while. To reveal to you this true secret. But we can only give you our perspective and what we believe that you need to begin contemplating right now. Because it is a matter of opening your minds to the potential of creation beyond your own creations. And that it is all together, one. One consciousness that is creating in unison. And to bring your consciousness to the place of non-judgment of this. Before you can truly know the answers, your consciousness must be in a place of non-judgment. And of understanding the oneness of all in the universe. It must be. You are ready enough to hear this. That you are not alone in the universe. And have never been. Your history is much more vast in expansiveness than you have any idea of. And if you look from that eye, you will see much more in everything that is here left for you to detect, even. Because that is just one part of the history of destruction and revitalization. It has happened after that, several times even to humanity. And there are different stages of that evolution. Is there anything you are dying to ask right now?
Yes. One of the questions is, you know, we are the blue planet. Is there another Earth nearby, or relatively nearby, that has a similar kind of a development with similar kind of species and a similar consciousness?
You're asking, firstly, about consciousness, and that is firstly to be considered, because you are this, as a species, you are, and the planet herself, are in what you are calling a third-dimensional perspective. So firstly, are there any other bodies that are out there that are on that level of consciousness, you see? Because there are many nearby that are in the next level of consciousness that you won't be able to see. Or you will see it very differently from your perspective. It is considered when other beings get involved in seeding planets, the distances between them and the processes that might happen with the evolution of the species. And your species, right now, is on the verge of being able to see other civilizations existing in a third-dimensional perspective. And yes, there are those that, given a certain amount of time in your technological development, the way it is going now, you might be able to reach them, communicate with them. But it will be prevented. until your development is ready, because the effect that it might have. And you will again say, well, isn't that playing God? And we will again say, we are all God. It is a care for the others that you should be affecting them with the consciousness that you are presently at. Because we will see the destruction that happens as a result. Because once again, you are in a place of judgment, and you will judge. Until your minds step out of that, you will not be allowed to see, to communicate with any other third-dimensional reality planets. So the only way you will be able to communicate with other planets, period, is to raise your vibration to a consciousness of a fourth-dimensional perspective, the next level of awareness, which makes you able to see through time in a non-linear perspective and through a vibration of your heart, so that you will know that they are one with you. And instead of being in judgment of them or in fear, even more likely perhaps, the fear and what fear does. One cannot be in a place of fear and meet beings from other worlds. And those that have evolved past the third dimensional perspective feel a responsibility to those that are not ready to experience fear from other worlds, despite what your science fiction movies portray. You are actually being protected, as are others, as if you are our children, as you are. And even the beings that are human, in human form on this planet now, do have some of our original DNA. And though it was chosen not to have the dinosaur reptilians predominantly be the sentient life form on this planet, there is still a DNA of our kind within your physical structure. And from others. And we will let them speak to their implants at some other time. But the dinosaur species were our babies. And there was a profound love for these beings and their growth, and a profound sadness, but not the sadness that you understand of emotional nature of loss. A sadness to see this creation not come into its own fruition. But there were souls involved, and they moved elsewhere, you see. And some are even on your planet today, living among you, as you. And are carrying forth the energy of that which was seeded from us on your planet. Consider this. Consider the level of what we are saying to you. Consider how it relates to your own creations and your love for those creations in seeing them grow and move on in their way.
Question. How, if you describe what you look like, what do you look like? What reptilian form, or do you still have a form? Like are you a fifth dimensional being, a fourth dimensional being, or have you moved beyond physical, using a physical vessel?
we have moved beyond using a physical vessel. But energetically, we are still seeing and vibrate the resonance of the shape, the structure that we were, that we evolved from originally. Which the closest thing that you might imagine to this is your mythological creatures you call the dragons. Which were not, in fact, mythological at all. They existed on this planet. They were us, in our physical form, coming to share something with you and to be implanted in your historical records. As we said, there are hints, there are clues to your history, to the deeper history of your civilization and beyond that civilization, to many others that you have experienced on this planet as humans and other species. So look to these myths not with